دوستان عزیز، سخنران امشب جلسه تهران AA که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی‌های گمنام در تهران هست، آقای دن هستند با هوشیاری 35 سال از کشور آمریکا و در مورد قدم 12 برای ما صحبت می‌کنند. علی آقا خیلی خوش آمدید، سلام عرض می‌کنم خدمت شما. فکر میکنم که میکروفونتون باز باشه. بذارید من میکروفونتون رو باز کنم.
اوکی. خیلی ممنون علیزا خانم، تشکر از شما و سایر خدمت گذاران. Hello Dan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, could you speak a bit louder, please?
Yes, can you hear me now?
What did you say?
Can you hear me now?
Hardly.
sorry, I don't... how's that?
Much better.
Okay, I will shout a little.
All right, no problem. Thank you so much. And Happy New Year. Welcome to Iranian AA or Tehran AA for tonight. The podium is yours. I'm all yours. Go ahead.
Okay, would you like me to speak in short sentences, or is there any instructions you want to give me?
No instructions, medium-sized sentences would be fine.
Okay, cool. Hello, everybody. My name is Dan, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm very grateful and excited to be in Tehran AA. It's just, I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude that this opportunity is possible for me. I'm going to speak on the 12-step, but I'll give you a little background on myself, and then hopefully we'll move a little ways towards talking about having a spiritual awakening and carrying the message to other alcoholics.
Time out.
Good?
Time out. سلام دوستان، اسم من دن هست. و من یک الکلی هستم. خوشحال هستم و شاکر هستم از خداوند که امشب تونستم تو این جلسه شرکت کنم و بسیار تا بسیار از این فرصت و موقعیت که به من دست داده که توی تهران و ای ایران صحبت بکنم خوشحال هستم و در مورد تجربه روحانی و اینکه چه اتفاقی برای من توی ای افتاد خدمتتون عارض هستم. زمین این که اولش قراره من یه مقداری در مورد چگونه بود و چگونه شد هم صحبت بکنم. Yes sir, go ahead.
I was born and raised in Southern California. I grew up in Orange County. My background is Irish Catholic. My parents are from New York City. Almost everyone in my father's family was either an alcoholic or married an alcoholic, and it wasn't subtle. It wasn't a quiet alcoholism. People got into a lot of trouble. I was very aware when I was growing up of what alcoholism was. It was the reason that my father was so nasty when he was drinking. He was a very sweet man when he was sober, and very angry when he was drunk. So I was aware of alcoholism, but I was completely unprepared for its arrival in my life. I was a very unhappy boy, and then when I started drinking, everything got better. It was the solution to all my problems.
All right. ایشون میفرمایند من توی جنوب کالیفرنیا به دنیا اومدم و توی جایی هستش به نام اورنج کانتی، به زبون خودمون میشه پرتغال آباد، بزرگ شدم و ایرلندی هستم. و توی نیویورک هم خانواده‌ام اونجا بودن، ببخشید ایرلندی نیویورکی بودن، البته ایرلندی کشور دیگه است، و از نظر خانوادگی مشکلات بسیار تا بسیاری داشتیم. تمام خانواده ما یا الکلی بودن یا با یه الکلی ازدواج کرده بودن، و در موقع بزرگ شدن من از طرف خانواده‌ام و از طرف خودم درگیر مشکلات بسیار بزرگی شدم. وقتی که مست میشد پدرم خیلی آدم به عجیب غریب و بدی میشد، منطقه وقتی هوشیار بود بسیار آدم خوبی بود. من در مورد الکلیسم و مشروب خوردن خیلی چیزها میدونستم موقع بزرگ شدن، ولی هیچ وقت نمیدونستم که این مشکل یک روزی یقه من رو هم میگیره. اوکی، گو اهد.
Thank you, Ali. So alcohol made a lot of things possible. I was able to go to college because I knew that whatever my life gave me, I could get really, really drunk on a regular basis, and that made it possible for me to achieve a few things. After college, my father, who had been the alcoholic in my life, got sick and passed away, and I had to move back down from where I'd been going to college to take over his business and run things. And I used that as an excuse to drink a lot, and very quickly I got into a lot of trouble. I got 3 drunken driving arrests inside of a year, 2 of them in the same week in different parts of California, and it was apparent, the attorney told me that I was going to go to prison for drunken driving arrests, and this gave me my first spiritual awakening. I realized that I had to do something about this. I didn't realize that I was an alcoholic, but I took the advice of the attorney and I started going to AA meetings so that it would look good for the judge, so perhaps I could get out of trouble.
اوکی. آره، برای من الکل یک راه حل بود وقتی که جوان بودم و مسائل و مشکلات منو خیلی قشنگ حل میکرد. و سال اولی که مشروب میخوردم، سال طلایی توی کالج، من تونستم خیلی راحت مدرکمو بگیرم و بعد از کالج کار و کسب پدرم رو از دستش گرفتم، چون پدرم دیگه بعدش خراب شده بود و بلکت رفت. ولی هیچ وقت نمیدونستم که این الکلی هستش، الکلی هستم. یواش یواش به جایی رسیدم که بهش میگن DUI، 3 DUI گرفتم، میشه رانندگی در حال مستی. و جالبش اینه که 2 توی یه هفته گرفتم و وقتی که وکیلم به من رسید گفت ببین زندان پشت سرت خوابیده، باید بری زندان. و برای که جلوی جاج، جلو قاضی قشنگتر جلوه بدم، وکیلم به من بهش گفتش که آقا این میره AA، باید بره AA و بره الکلی های گمنام. و من نمیدونستم که الکلی هستم، ولیکن یه جوری شده بود، یا باید میرفتم جلسات AA و امضای منشیش رو می آوردم یا می رفتم زندان. و خب راحت تر بود که من برم به جلسات الکلی های گمنام. Yes sir.
I started going to I started going to AA meetings, and I went to AA meetings in Laguna Beach, California, which is an enormously wonderful place to go to AA meetings. They have a wonderful community there. And the first couple weeks, I hated you all as though it were my job to hate you. I sat in the seat and I put my hands underneath the seat, and I had this superstition that if I didn't leave the room, that maybe I wouldn't have to go to jail. And I listened to you, and I hated you. I hated the talk of God. I hated the talk of recovery. There was nothing in the world that I could imagine worse than quitting drinking. But somewhere along that process, sometime in the first 2 or 3 weeks, something got through to me, and And I think it was something like one person said, I don't even remember who it was, said that if there were a liquid in the world that got you arrested, that alienated you from your family, that made you impotent, and stress the word impotent, you would not be able to get me in the same room with that liquid for fear that it would spill on me by accident. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, that's the relationship that I have with my father.
Okay. I'll try to make it up. وقتی که شروع کردم به رفتن به جلسات AA توی یه جایی تو جنوب کالیفرنیا به نام لاگونا بیچ، جای بسیار قشنگ و زیباییه، و هفته های اولی که من میرفتم AA از همه چیز بدم میومد، چون مجبورم کرده بودم برم اونجا. از خدا بدم میومد، از بهبودی بدم میومد و از بچه های انجمن بدم می اومد، ولی نمیدونم چی شده. دو سه هفته ای که اونجا مجبور بودم برم، یه اتفاق افتاد. تا یه بابایی که نمیدونم اسمش هم چی بود اومد به من گفتش که این بلاهایی که خودت سر خودت آوردی، از خانواده دور شدی، گرفتن میخواستن بندازنت زندان و ناراحت هستی و عصبانی هستی، اینا این از الکل نیست، بلکه از یک بیماریه که ماها داریم و بهش میگن الکلیزم، و اون هست که حال تو رو گرفته، و این یه شروعی بود برای من. اوکی.
I want to apologize to Ali for giving him such complicated sentences and
no problem.
I know he's doing a good job. I can tell he's doing a good job. You know, I got alcoholism. I caught alcoholism by going to AA. I became an alcoholic in AA. Wonderful things happened to me very quickly. I went back to school. I became a writer. I published books. I'm a college professor. I've been sober for 35 years, and so many wonderful things have happened to me. But, you know, I want to talk about, I'll talk a little bit more about my life, because my life has been, you know, up and down. But I want to focus on the 12 step. At some point, about 6 months of sobriety, my sponsor said that I had to start working with my father.
I can't hear you.
At some point in my first 6 months of sobriety,
my
sponsor told me that I needed to work with newcomers. With new people, and I argued with him about this. I didn't think that I was ready, and it was one of the times that I've seen him the angriest at me. He got very angry. He was a heroin addict, and he was a person whose life had been saved by AA. And he said that if I wanted to stay alive, I needed to work with newcomers.
Okay, let me. آکه وقتی که من ببین مشکل الکلیستم و وقتی اومدم تو AA متوجه شدم، در حقیقت من توی AA الکلی واقعی شدم، چون اون رو پذیرفتم. حال ولی که چیزهای خیلی خوبی اتفاق افتاد برای من بعد از ورود به AA، و مثلا خیلی سریع رفتم به مدرسه، برگشتم به مدرسه، نویسندگی انجام دادم و شروع کردم به زندگی جدیدم. زندگی من بالا پایین زیاد داشته. بعد از 6 ماه هم که تو برنامه بودم، راهنما من گفتش که باید شما لهجو بگیری و شروع کنی کار خدماتی انجام دادم، و من شروع کردم به بحث کردم که یعنی چی از این صحبت ها، و راهنما عصبانی شد با وجودی که باور نداشت که نمیشه. شروع کردم بحث کردن و سرپیچی کردن از دستوراتش، و داستان به این صورت بود که ایشون، یعنی راهنما ایشون، اسپانسر ایشون، زندگیش رو تو AA متحول کرده بود و میخواست که زندگی من هم متحول بشه و چیزهای خیلی خوبی برای من داشته باشه، و و به من گفت اگر میخوای زنده بمونی باید شروع کنی خدمت کردن، باید شروع کنی راه جدیدی رو برای زندگی انتخاب کردن. Yes, sir.
So I asked him, so I accepted this, and then I started to look for newcomers. I asked my sponsor who I should work with, and he said, you'll just know. And so one day I was in a meeting, and I saw this guy walking across the room, and he had a scab all the way down one side of his body. He was wounded all the way down this one side of his body. And I walked up to him, and I said, you look terrible. And he said, he explained to me that he'd fallen out of a van in Mexico, and this was the result. And that was my first person that I worked the steps with. And I talked to that man yesterday. You know, I mean, I called him on the phone yesterday. I still talk to him on a regular basis. And we worked the steps together is basically what we did. You know, before I'll let Ali catch up.
All right. Thank you so much. خب من از راهنمام پذیرفتم وقتی که گفتش که باید با تازه وارد شروع کنی به کار کردن و گفتم خب با کی صحبت کنم و کدوم تازه وارد صحبت کنم و راهنمام من گفت ببین خودت میفهمی یکی از این روزایی که باید با کی صحبت کنی و یه چند روزی گذشت و یه روزی یه آقایی وارد شد زخمی شده بود قسمت نصف بدنش و شدیداً جراحت داشت و به من گفتش که من توی مکزیک از جنوب کالیفرنیا فاصلش خیلی کمه، حدود مثلا یک ساعته، تو مکزیک از ماشین پرتاب شدم بیرون و زخم و زیلی برداشتم و این آقا به من کمک کرد به عنوان یک تازه وارد. و جالب اینجاست که I think you talked to him after 34 years, huh?
Oh, no, I talk to him all the time. We still talk.
I know, but this is after 34 or 33 years.
Yes. All right.
But the problem is that دیروز و همین آقایی که از ماشین افتاده بود پایین داغون بود بعد از حدود 34 سال با ایش صحبت کردم و با ایشون من قدم ها رو خار کردم و الان هم هر روز تقریبا همیشه با همیشه در تماسیم و ایشون اولین کسی بود که من تو AA بهش شروع کردم به کمک کردم. Yes, sir.
You know, I want to talk more about the 12 step, but I would also like to talk about the spiritual awakening. The 12 step is very much about the spiritual nature of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I've had as many different kinds of spiritual awakenings as, you know, probably as I've had years in the program. I'm always coming to something new. Right now, I think I might be in the middle of one of the biggest spiritual awakenings I've had in my life. In the course of being in the program, I married someone in Alcoholics Anonymous, and she, one of the things they don't tell you is that sometimes people drink again. So my ex-wife started drinking again, and it was very horrible for my family. And had a very just bad decade until she left us. And right now, a lot of that stuff is settling.
Right now, a lot of that stuff is what?
Settling down. You know, it's
okay.
A lot of feelings are settling, and I'm feeling like I know what that was about. Sorry, Ellie.
No problem. Is she sober now?
What's that? No, she is not. She's done.
Okay. All right. You got along with it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. می فرماید که من دوست دارم در مورد 12 قدم بیشتر صحبت کنم با شما در مورد راه حل روحانی که این کتاب در موردش صحبت میکنه و عمل کردیه و تئوری نیست. تعداد زیادی تجربه های روحانی من در ای داشتم توی این 35 سالی که اینجا بودم. در حال حاضر هم میتونم خدمتتون بگم که در حال کنار اومدن و تجربه روحانی جدیدی رو تجربه کردن هستم خانم قبلی من excuse me شروع به مشروب خوری کرد و لغزش کرد و برای من خیلی سخت بود. من این مسئله کنار اومدن و الان یواش یواش دارم از دور خودم رو پیدا میکنم و جریان رو دارم جمع میکنم و خود این یک جور تجربه روحانی برای من است. اوکی؟
So like, you know, spiritual awakenings, I mean, for me, a spiritual awakening is a practical thing. It's not about some, you know, angels in the sky, although, I believe in all that too. It's how do I live my life on a day-to-day? How do I take care of my son? How do I make a living? How do I take care of my family? For me, it's the most practical part of my life. That my relationship with God is about how I live in this day. And one of the, you know, I have a rock, right? Well, I'll tell you about the rock in a minute. I'll let Holly catch up.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. تجربه روحانی یا بیداری روحانی عمل کردیه تجربه و اینطوری نیستش که در مورد جن و پری و فرشته ها و اینجور چیزا باشه و در حقیقت در مورد اینه که امروز با زندگی با مسائل زندگی با مشکلات زندگی من چگونه برخورد میکنم چطور راه حل پیدا میکنم و این در حقیقت در مورد اینه که رابطه‌ام با خدا چطوره، رابطه‌ام با خودم چطوره و چطور دارم با زندگی درست کنار میام و یه نگرش جدیدی نسبت به زندگی پیدا کردم. Yes sir.
My sponsor asked me to find a rock. This is a very small rock that I keep on my desk, and I touch it a lot because he wanted me to, this is recently, this is like a couple weeks ago, he wanted me to remind myself that my relationship, well, he wanted me to remind myself that God was as real as this rock.
You know, as what?
As this rock. Rock.
Huh?
Rock.
Did
you understand that, Ali?
Yes, your sponsor told you that the rock is what? Is like a god?
That God is as real as this rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so when I touch the rock, I'm affirming that I'm not praying to something that's, you know, all over the place. I'm praying to something that's very, very real. And I need to remind myself of that because I think that it's my job to fix things. It's my job to control things. It's my job to, for example, make sure that my son is safe. And that's not my job. That's not a job that I can do.
All right, perfect. راهنمام دید دو سه هفته پیش به من گفتش که یه سنگ کوچولو بگیر تو دستت، برو یه سنگ پیدا کن، همین سنگی که ایشون داره نشون میده، و به من گفتش که خدا به اندازه این سنگ واقعیه، یعنی که وقتی که من این سنگ رو لمس میکنم این واقعیت داره، خدا هم به اندازه این سنگ واقعیت داره، خدا هم به اندازه خود من واقعیت داره. و داستان من به عنوان یک الکلی اینه که من میخوام همه چیز رو فیکس بکنم، همه چیز رو تنظیم بکنم، کارگردانی بکنم، کنترل بکنم بچه‌مو رو فیکس بکنم، مسائل رو، و اینها چیزهاییه که من حد و حدود خودم رو نمیدونم و بعضی وقتا شروع میکنم به خودخواهی و خودمحوری کردن. Yes, sir.
You know, it's and you know another thing that's happened in this latest spiritual awakening is that I have a sense, you know, I went through this very difficult period after my wife left, and you know, and I couldn't help her with her alcoholism. I couldn't get her sober. Where a lot of the feelings from that failure, I was very miserable for a while. I was very, very unhappy. And so I was leaning on my AA friends, and my one friend, Lisa, would keep pointing me back to the section of the Big Book about the third step. And I got a real education in the third step.
Okay. اتفاق دیگه که تجربه روحانی برای من بود بعد از رفتن خانمم و که من نمیتونستم اونو هوشیار بکنم و اون منو ترک کرد، احساس خیلی بد و ناراحتی داشتم. منتها یکی از دوستان ای اومد و در مورد قدم سه اونطوری که تو کتاب بیگ بوک نوشته، تو کتاب پایه ای نوشته، نشستیم و اون رو مطالعه کردیم و من به من آموزش داد. من مجبور بودم بعد از سالیان سال این یک بار دیگه قدم سه رو به صورت آموزشی یاد بگیرم. اوکی.
I had read the Big Book, and particularly the section on the third step, you know, hundreds and hundreds of times, but it came to me very new. You know, I couldn't believe what was written there. And what was written there, what I saw there was this sense that God was inside my feelings, that God was part of me in a way that I could count on as I went about my day. So that rather than making decisions based upon my sense of what the best thing to do was to control my son or the best thing to do to control my job, I asked God what I should be doing in this moment, and this quiet answer rose.
Okay, I'm making notes. من این کتاب بیگ بوک رو بارها و بارها خونده بودم، شاید صدها بار خونده بودم، ولی این دفعه یک تجربه جدیدی بود که وقتی اون کتاب رو خوندم متوجه شدم که این خدایی که درون من بوده و هست و در تمام روز همراه من بوده، هوای کارم رو داره، هوای زندگیم رو داره، هوای پسرم رو داره، و به جایی که من کنترل بکنم پسرم و کارم رو، از خدا خواستم که اینها رو برای من تنظیم کنه، و در دعاهای روزانم از خدا میخوام که به من کمک کنه که من فکر درست داشته باشم تا بتونم کار درست انجام بدم. اوکی.
And you know, nowhere, I mean, the place in my life where I really learned this was in my 12-step work. Is that you know, particularly that first time, that first person that I talked to, I had no, as I crossed the room to meet this guy who was, you know, injured and looked horrible, I didn't know what I was going to say. I didn't know how I was going to help this guy. I didn't know what the deal was. And I just had faith that the words would come. And the words came.
Okay. ببینید، هیچ جایی نیستش که من این مسائل رو یاد گرفته باشم بغیر از ای ای. یه جایی من یاد گرفتم، آموختم که چطوری بتونم کار خدایی رو انجام بدم. وقتی که این آقایی که خدمتتون گفتم زخم و زیدی بود وارد شد، من اصلا نمیدونستم چی بهش بگم، به اون مرو از کجای داستان شروع بکنم، چطوری کمکش بکنم. ولی کن یک ایمان درونی یا یک حس درونی به من کمک کرد که من به این تازه وارد و تازه واردهای دیگه کمک کنم و این بسیار برای من مهم بوده. اوکی؟
And you know, so this was the area in my life where I first, you know, where I learned about the third step more than like anyplace else. It was the place where I saw how God worked through me. You know, that I would stand in front of a newcomer and I wouldn't know what to say, and suddenly I would say something. And then the thing that I said, the right thing to say, the thing that I said turned out to be helpful, and it wasn't under my control.
Okay. در روزهای اول برای من قدم سه اینطوری بود که خدمتون گفتم که من متوجه شدم که چقدر خدا به من لطف داره که از طریق من به تازه وارد کمک میکنه و هیچ وقت هم متوجه نمیشدم این کمک ها یا این کلمات چطوری از دهن من ساری و جاری میشه، ولی که یواش یواش متوجه شدم که چقدر این که من به دیگران کمک میکنم به خودم هم کمک میکنه و این تجربه من در مورد قدم سه بود تو اون سال اول یا روزهای اول. Yes sir.
I'll give you an example. I've been wondering whether to mention this. When I teach college, and for a long time I kept this separation between my AA life and my teaching life. Like I didn't talk much about the fact that I was an alcoholic, and I didn't talk much about recovery. And then after I had so much trouble with my wife, who stopped going to meetings and started drinking again, I decided that I should talk more about that. And so when it came up, when there was a conversation where it was appropriate, I would tell my students that I was an alcoholic and that I had, that I didn't drink anymore.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Barry Mason, you're a professor or you're an instructor? من توی معلم هستم، پروفسور هستم توی کالج و داستان الکلیسم و بیماریم و توی شایعه‌ام نمی گفتم و اینو از خودم جدا گذاشته بودم، یعنی بیماری الکلیسم و توی محل کارم در موردش به هیچ وجه صحبت نمی کردم، ولی بعد از اینکه مسئله همسرم به وجود اومد و ایشون از من جدا شد و شروع کردم مشروب خوردن که خدمتتون عرض کردم، یواش یواش شروع کردم در مورد الکلیسم با شاگردام صحبت کردم و مشارکت کردم. Interesting. Go ahead.
And so I mean many of my students have gotten sober. And I'm particularly thinking about today is one day this very tall young man walked me out of class and he said, you know, I have a bad relationship with alcohol and drugs. And I said, you do? And he said, yes. And I said, well, if you ever want to go to a meeting with me, you're welcome to come. And I didn't think about it again because I don't worry too much about my 12-step work. And about 6 months later, he called me and asked if he could go to the meeting.
Perfect. And داستان به این صورت پیش رفت که وقتی من بهشون گفتم من هوشیار هستم اینا، تعدادی از شاگردای من هم یواش یواش هوشیار شدن و یکی از اونها مخصوصاً یه روز اومد به من گفتش که مشکل داره با الکل و بسیار تا بسیار داره دست و پا میزنه. منم بهش گفتم اگه هر وقت خواستی بری یه جلسه خبرم کن، من میبرم جلسه. بعدش هم رهاش کردم. حدود 6 ماه بعدش یه روزی به من تلفن کرد و گفتش که من خسته شدم و دوست دارم شما منو ببری یه دونه جلسه، یه دونه میتینگ. اوکی؟
That was that was about 7 years ago, and this young man has become my closest friend and a sponsee. And I'm thinking about him today because he was born in Tehran, and he's Persian, and which is he's also very much a Midwestern. He's much more Midwestern than I am, as well as being Persian, much more of this state where I live, Indiana. Does that make sense, Ali?
I'm trying to make it.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying.
He's an Iranian, John Wayne?
He's Iranian, but he's also very much from Indiana. He grew up in Indiana, but he was born in Tehran. My Persian sponsee. He's very close to my son. He's very close to me, and I thought it was really wonderful that I got to speak at a meeting in the town that he was born in, my friend.
All right, perfect. جالبه. میگه همین آقایی که اومد به منش گفتش که من مشکل دارم و این 7 سال پیش بود که اومد توی جلسات و هوشیار شد و الان رهجوی من هست و این آقا توی ایران به دنیا اومده، تو تهران به دنیا اومده، منتها تو آمریکا توی ایالت ایندیانا بزرگ شده و از خود ایشون که الان سخنران هست یه مقدار بیشتر آمریکایی هست. خیلی جالب این و ولی خب این آدم بچه ایرانی که الان نمیخوام در موردش صحبت بکنیم یا بخوام، الان با ایشون خیلی دوسته، با پسر سخنران خیلی دوسته، یه رابطه بسیار تا بسیار قشنگی با راهنماش و با خانواده راهنماش هم به وجود اومده. آلرایت.
For me, it's been one of the most delightful relationships in my life. But for me, the spiritual awakening and the work with other people are two sides of the same coin. It's the one thing cannot be separated from the other. If I'm having a spiritual awakening, then I'm sharing it with other people. And if I'm sharing with other people in the circumstances of my life, that's a really good way to have a spiritual awakening.
All right, perfect. ببینید یکی از میفرمایند که یکی از بهترین رابطه های زندگی با همین آقایی که الان خدمتتون داشتم و در و از نظر ایشون این تجربه روحانی یا بیداری روحانی در زندگی روزانه عمل کردن در تمام امور زندگی تمرین کردنشه و این تجربه روحانی نیست که فقط یه جا اتفاق بیفته، در تمام امور زندگی من اینا رو تمرین میکنم. این نیستش که مثلا تو کارم نبرم، تو خانوادم نبرم، فلانی بفهمه فلانی نفهمه. تجربه ایشونه. اوکی.
It's funny and unfortunate at this point in the talk. I'm just now starting how to work with Ali. I'm starting to understand how to do this translation thing. So I hope that you all will invite me to speak again so that I can do a better job of talking. The pandemic has been, I mean, I hate, so many people are suffering, and I don't want to make light of their suffering, but the pandemic has been so wonderful for me because it's allowed me to make friends in AA all over the world. I regularly go to meetings in London and Los Angeles, New York, meetings in Ireland. Now I've spoken at a meeting in Tehran. It has been so wonderful.
All right. ممکن به نظرتون مسخره بیاد، ولی من با این علی که مترجم هستش که بنده رو دارن میفهمایند تجربه خیلی قشنگی دارم مثلا، و امیدوارم که داره به من حال میده خلاصه، و تجربه های دیگه ای که توی این مدت اخیر داشتم در مورد این کرونا هست و این کووید 19 که ظرف چند ماه اخیر به من به ایشون البته این موقعیت رو داده که جاهای مختلف دنیا بتونن سخنرانی بکنن در مورد بهبودی از بیماری الکلیسم، مثلا توی ایرلند که خودشون ایرلندی رو اصل هستن و الان توی تهران دارن با ما با من و شما صحبت میکنن و میگن اگر باز هم ما رو صدا بزنید بیایم، خوشم میاد که این علی مترجم ما باشه، علی شوخی میکنه دیگه. So you're one of the Shamrocks, huh? Go ahead.
I it makes me understand that I don't really live in the United States. I live in Alcoholics Anonymous. My life is in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I hope that I have said something helpful to you all. And I am so grateful that you've invited me to speak at your meeting. It's been such a happy thing. And thank you, Ali, and thank you to the other Ali, and thank you to Mustafa and Eliza.
Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate it. از میشون آخر الان فهمودم، ببینید با توجه به این چیزایی که خدمتون عرض کردم، زندگی من الان تو آمریکا نیست، زندگی من تو AAه. اینجاست که من به زندگی اساسی رو دارم با شماها که در تمام جاهای دنیا هستید زندگی میکنم و این مرزها شکسته شده. و تشکر میکنم به خاطر اینکه امشب تونستن در خدمت من و شما باشن. ببخشید منم در خدمت شما هستم و یک تجربه قشنگ زیبایی رو امشب تجربه کردن. من با اجازهتون از ایشون تشکر میکنم. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Mucho gracias. Hasta la vista. Alright. Thank you. Eliza Hanum, I hope to see you soon.
I hope to see you soon too, Ali.
Happy New Year and best of luck.
Okay. Should I hang around for a moment or this is it?
I don't know. If you want, you can go ahead.
I would love to hang around. Yeah, thank you.